This is a Federal News Network podcast.
A government-wide initiative to modernize payroll services is ready to come out from behind the curtain 2 years after launching. The General Services Administration will deliver its first set of capabilities under the new pay program starting this fall. Executive Editor Jason Miller joins me with details about the administration's effort to get shared services out of the starting gate in fiscal 2021. Jason, what is GSA rolling out this fall?
Of the four main areas of new pay program that it has focused on over the last, if you will, year or so, it really plans to roll out two capabilities. Let me go through those four areas first. It's engagement with agency and stakeholders and industry customers, the technical configuration and design of new capabilities, data standards, of course, you got to have a data standards one, and then governance. Amy Hazeltine is the director of the Quality Service Management Officer, QSMO, for Civilian HR Transaction Services, and the director of New Pay Management Office at GSA. She says the minimally viable product, or MVP, for New Pay is almost ready.
It will help us actually calculate payroll in a consistent and complete and holistic manner. This calculation and this tool that we are designing covers 65 major pay plans across the federal space, which will actually help to pay about 89% of our workforce. We are in the process of finishing that minimally viable product. We've actually used testing data to test 12 of the 65 of the pay plans. And of those 12 of the pay plans, we are going to be incorporating the Title V or the general schedule population. So we're very excited about that.
Again, that was Amy Hazeltine, the director of the QSMO Office for Civilian HR Transaction Services and the New Pay Director. Now, she says the first set of government-wide data standards for payroll, time, and attendance also are on tap for the end of September.
Our next area of emphasis is on time and attendance. The New Pay team actually collaborated with one particular component within GSA as well as conducted our own customer survey and asked folks sort of what's most important to you. And folks, as a general matter, responded payroll is important. They said, what's more important is time and attendance. And then they said, but gee whiz, if you could wave a magic wand, what we really are also interested in is that broader suite as referenced by the human capital business reference model. So year one, focused on payroll. Year two, focus is going to be on the work schedule leave management, as Earl mentioned early on, and or time and attendance, depending on how you framework.
Another big change for New Pay is coming this October 1st. Now, GSA Administrator Emily Murphy says the New Pay program will actually move from the Office of Government-Wide Policy to the Federal Acquisition Service. Now, Tom, you may say, who cares? Why is that a big deal? But I think it's a recognition that New Pay really is more of an acquisition program than anything else. And more importantly, if it's in FAS, there's potentially funding that it could find to help accelerate the capabilities. Remember, GSA received about $20 million loan from the Technology Modernization Fund for New Pay about a year ago. So there's a need for acceleration. There's a need for more money. And Tom, as you well know, the Federal Acquisition Service, they bring in a lot of money.
Yes, they do. We're speaking with Federal News Network's Jason Miller. Now, the last time OMB rolled out some kind of a payroll consolidation, they made it mandatory, the Office of Management and Budget. Is this going to be the case now?
So far, there's no sign from OMB that they're going to, you know, put their fist down and mandate payroll services. I think the 2003 consolidation really pushed agencies to one of four shared services, so I think everyone is not really willing to break away and go out on their own. But that being said, Earl Pinto, the Deputy Associate Administrator of the Office of Shared Solutions and Performance Improvement over at GSA, says there is excitement over this new pay and other shared services. For instance, he says all CFO Act agencies have committed to using new pay and electronic payments from Treasury. Pinto says agencies submitted plans to OMB last spring outlining their strategy for adopting shared services across the board, like payroll, financial management, but also security and grants management and electronic records management. And he says the reason for this adoption for these plans is very quite simple.
The mission support survey is the customer satisfaction survey that goes out to all CFO Act agency employees. We have been administering the survey since 2015. We had 280,000 employees take the survey, 40,000 of which were supervisors. The survey measures satisfaction in four domains: acquisitions, financial management, HR, and IT. And when we take a quick glance at the survey results, what we've seen is that almost none of the agencies can say they agree that they're satisfied right now with the mission support services that they receive. So we've got work to do.
Again, that was Earl Pinto, the Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Shared Solutions and Performance Improvement at GSA.
All right. And Jason, GSA is ahead of the other shared services offices or the other CUSMOs. Tell us what is going on and what we can expect from some of those.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on across the board. Let me start with cybersecurity. That one's probably the furthest ahead of other CUSMOs as well. Now, if you remember, Tom, OMB designated CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency at DHS, as the cyber CUSMO last April. CISA released a solicitation for a vulnerability disclosure platform in August, and that award is expected in the coming month or so. Now, that's going to be the first set of services agencies can buy through the CUSMO. Now, Jim Scheer is the CUSMO branch chief at CISA. He says 2021 will focus on two other shared services, including something called Security Operations Center, or SOC as a service.
SOC as a service. We do have future plans for commercial providers, but there we started by building out the function in the CUSMO responsible for aligning current federal shared service providers. So we quickly struck up a partnership with the Department of Justice, who has a great service in SOC, and offer that as a service, the so-called SOC as a service, in particular small agencies. So we are building out that partnership and intend to bring it into our marketplace as a CUSMO provider.
That was Jim Scheer, the CUSMO branch chief at CISA. Now, he also says that CISA is working with GSA to create a government-wide contract for Security Operations Center as a service, and that also should be out in 2021. Now, GSA's Pinto adds that the fleet management is another area where they're making progress with shared services. He says 9 of 24 agencies have adopted fleet services coming from GSA as a shared service, meaning GSA is managing their fleet of cars that the executives and others use. He believes 2 more agencies will join that by the end of the fiscal year, and then others will continue to move to this shared service in 2021. Under grants management effort, this is the Department of Health and Human Services, they received a pre-designation as a CUSMO in 2019. They're awaiting final word from OMB for full designation, again, probably later this year. Alice Betancourt is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Grants and Grants CUSMO Executive Lead at HHS. She says the CUSMO hasn't been waiting to hear back from OMB. They're moving forward. They're using the Reinvents Grants Management effort across HHS and using the Data Act and lessons learned from previous efforts like Grants.gov and Grant Solutions to continue to develop their path forward. She says in one area that they're going down that path is they just led a new contract to create a prototype of a new recipient user experience portal. They really want it to be seamless, easy to use. She says the kickoff meeting actually is coming up this next week, and the goal is to reduce the number of systems recipients use to manage their grants. A couple other areas, Tom, real quick. Financial management, electronic records management, and acquisition shared services also are gaining momentum. Obviously, some faster, some slower than others. But as you can see, there's this push, and let me say, many and may have more success than previous attempts from what we're seeing so far with this interest and the plans and the effort to really bring the customer in. It's let's be cautiously optimistic that shared services actually may get a little more success than what we've seen in the past, Tom.
And just a quick question, getting back to the payroll shared services effort, what does that do to the National Finance Center and so on, these big agency operated payroll services that a lot of agencies have been using for years?
There's a lot of unknown there, and the reason why is because GSA did make awards to 2 teams of vendors, one called Team Carisoft, one called Team Grant Thornton, who are going to modernize the services. Now, it's just unclear right now whether the minimally viable product that's rolling out over the next month will be moved to, for instance, NFC or Interior Business Center, or there'll be a separate offering through one of these 2 vendors. And I think that really does concern a lot of these agencies and whether or not they're going to continue to provide these payroll services. And I think it's one area where GSA and the administration needs to clarify what is the role of these current payroll providers. I think they'll tell you, well, they're part of the mix, but that really, I'm not sure, answers the question that you're asking.
Well, I guess we can't know until this whole thing starts rolling out and they decide, and it could happen probably sometime in the next calendar year, would you say?
Yeah, I think we'll see more capabilities in 2021. I think we'll start to see some of the time and attendance that Amy Hazeltine mentioned. I think once those capabilities roll out, we'll get a better sense of where the NFC or the IBC or DFAS or GSA fit, and then what should agencies expect in terms of better services, better capabilities, and ease of use. I mean, remember, Tom, the payroll consolidation happened 17 years ago. Technology is a lot different today than it was when OMB rolled it out under, you know, remember the Quicksilver, Mark Forman, e-government, you know, 3 steps, 3 clicks to service, all that mantra that we remember so well.
Yes, someday I'll figure it out. Federal News Network's Jason Miller, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Tom.
Be sure to check out his coverage at federalnewsnetwork.com.